From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump met with members of the House and Senate of the Republican Party late Tuesday to talk about immigration legislation, as criticism grows sharply over his policy of separating children from their parents at the U.S. southern border with Mexico as they illegally enter the United States. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports the House is set to vote later in the week on two immigration bills, including provisions that would stop the separation of children from their parents at the border.
The administration suggested yesterday it would oppose any fix aimed solely at the separations, but it says today it's looking at a bill introduced by Senator Ted Cruz. He's among Republicans increasingly joining Democratic calls to stop the separations. Two immigration bills the House will vote on this week are likely to fail, and top Trump ally Mark Meadows says he'll introduce another as a backup. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China on Tuesday called President Trump's threat to place more tariffs on Chinese exports to the U.S. extreme pressure and blackmail. China threatened to retaliate. Monday, Mr. Trump said he will impose tariffs of 10% on another $200 billion of Chinese goods, quote, if China refuses to change its practices. The U.S. stock market tumbled on Tuesday following the latest salvos between Washington and Beijing. And Russia has announced retaliatory measures in response to the U.S. move to impose tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum. Russia said additional tariffs will be applied to a range of U.S. imports, but it did not name them. This is VOA News. Italy's far-right anti-immigrant interior minister Matteo Salvini has announced plans to count the ethnic Roma community living in the country and deport those without Italian nationality. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Reaction to Matteo Salvini's idea to expel all non-Italian Roma has come from all sides. Salvini, who heads the Northern League party, has been very clear about not wanting anyone who is illegal on Italian soil. He set off a storm of controversy in Europe last week when he refused to let a charity ship carrying more than 600 mainly African migrants dock in Italy. Salvini said his ministry is looking at what he called the Roma question and wanted to see who and how many there were. Salvini was particularly clear that he did not want what he described as these criminals to be kept in Italian prisons and was looking at ways to deport them. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Australia is planning to impose tougher English language tests on migrants and new citizens. The centre-right government says too many settlers don't speak English well enough to integrate into Australian society. Critics argue the changes are discriminatory. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
The government says census figures indicate about 1 million people in Australia, or about 4% of the population, don't speak English or have the basic skills to understand the national language. New laws to administer tough English exams for migrants failed to pass Parliament last October. But Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is reviving the plan.
The key to successful integration into the Australian community, to economic success, and every success, social success, is being able to speak English.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The oil ministers of the OPEC cartel gathered Tuesday to talk about whether to increase production of crude and help limit a rise in global energy prices. The officials arrived in Vienna a few days ahead of the official meeting on Friday, when they will also confer with Russia, a non-OPEC country that, since late 2016, has cooperated with the cartel to limit production. Analysts expect the group to discuss an increase in production of about 1 million barrels a day, ending the output cut agreed on in 2016. The cut has since then pushed up the price of crude oil by about 50%. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.